Hi, I'm Steve Morawski, a developer advocate here at Microsoft. In this video, I'm going to show you how VSTS can build and deploy your Java application into Azure. In this video, we will walk through a sample build and release pipeline for a Java Spring application. We'll build our application with VSTS, create a Docker container configured to run our application, and upload that application to a container private registry. Then we'll see how VSTS supports Maven builds, report unit test results and code coverage, and enables containerization of our application. Finally, in the release process, we'll see how we can automate the release process and support multiple environments and quality steps. Let's dive right in and take a look at the build and release process for a Java Spring application. After we've taken a tour of the build and release process, we'll make a change to the application and follow it through the pipeline. We're in Visual Studio Team Services, and I have a project here that's got a Java application. And we're going to start and take a look at the build process here. We're going to take a look at some of the interesting points here about how we're going to build this Java application. We're going to start out and look at in the process section here. We are using the hosted Linux build queue, and what that is a Linux build agent that has all the Java bits that we need to build our application. The next point of interest is this Maven task. And the Maven task allows us to use our Maven build automation to generate our application. A couple of interesting points here are the test results file. So as part of our build process, our unit tests are going to run. And those will be uploaded to Visual Studio Team Services. So as the result of our build, we'll be able to see the results of our unit tests. We also have code coverage being reported. After we've got our image built, or our application built, we're going to move on and generate a Docker container based on the output of our application, and that has the Tomcat application server in it. From there, it's going to get pushed to the Azure Container Registry, and then we're going to copy some, we have in our repository, we have some files, Azure templates actually, that are going to help us when we have to deploy to Azure App Service. All right, now we're going to move over to the release. And we're going to take a look at what happens in the release. So we're going to edit our release. And the release is the release visualization is actually pretty cool here. It shows us what build artifacts we're going to start from, and the environments that we're going to deploy to. So the first step in our build process is going to go to dev, and we have some pre-deployment conditions. And after the application's built, it's automatically going to go to dev. So we can see that in that we have our continuous deployment trigger enabled. So every time we have a successful build, it's going to go out to our dev environment. The dev environment deployment is merely taking that Docker container and going to upload it to an Azure App Service instance. Right now it's going to be in West US, and it's going to be based on the Docker image that we've built in our build. And after that, we'll actually be able to go out and take a look at that application in its running state. The next step, if we look back at our pipeline, is QA. Now, the QA deployment won't happen until the dev deployment's happened, and in this case, we have some pre-deployment approvers. So in this case, I have to say that, hey, well, I'm ready to deploy to our QA environment. This is where we can put some manual controls into how we deploy our application. We have one additional step here before, just like in dev, we're going to deploy out to an Azure App Service instance. But we're also going to do a quick load test. So we're going to spin up that instance, and it's going to connect out and make sure that we can actually run some load against. In this case, we're going to simulate 25 users. You can definitely change that up. This is just for an example app. And then after we're satisfied with the performance of our application in our QA environment, we have one more manual approval to go on to our production environment. And as we can see, if we look at our production environment, the deployment's gonna look very much the same. It's just gonna go out to a separate app service deployment instance. So let's follow some live code through this process. We're gonna hop over to Visual Studio Code, where I've got the project loaded up. We're gonna make a little change, nothing significant. We're gonna change the message on our contact page, and we're gonna make it say, instead of your contact page, we're gonna say my contact page. Nothing really significant. We will need to update our test so that we can make sure that everything matches so our tests won't fail. And then we've got two files changed. We'll add them. And then we'll push them up to our central repository. Now that those changes are pushed, let's hop over to back to our build page and see what's going on. So VSTS realized that there are code changes, and we can see we have an in-progress build. Let's go take a look. So as the build runs, it's got a number of steps that are happening. First, it sets up the build agent, goes and gets the application source, and then it starts running through the build tasks that we had. It's installing Bower and running that to make sure that all of the front-end UI stuff is in place and ready to go. Then it starts our Java build. When the Java build is complete, it's going to build a Docker container image and publish that to my Azure Container Registry. It could also go to Docker Hub if you'd prefer there, or a private internal Docker repository. So the Maven build is completed. It's creating our image for our Docker container. Publishing the template files that we'll need to deploy to Azure. And that's finished up. Now, just so we can see that we had some test results, they show up there. We can also take a look at a little test explorer. And there's also code coverage information that was uploaded as well. Now, we've got a successful build. We should see a deployment. Let's go back to our deployment screen, our releases screen. And we can see we have one environment underway. So we have our dev environment in progress. Let's see what's going on with that. So this looks very much like the logs that we saw on the build agent, because we're using build agents. Now, one thing to note in the release process, it's always doing the release process currently on a Windows build agent. So that's so that it has many of the release tasks expect Azure PowerShell and things like that to be there. For the release process, it really doesn't make too much of a difference. We wanted to build on Linux, so we had all of the Docker tasks and the Java tooling that we expected to be there. So now it's creating our resource group in Azure. And while that's happening, let's go to the Azure portal. We'll be able to go take a look at the resource group that's being created so we can get the URL. We can go check out our site and make sure that everything is as expected. Our Java dev environment. App service. Let's check in on our release here. And it looks like our release has completed. And we can see a note. We've got a little alert here, a pre-deployment approval is pending for the QA environment. It's waiting for manual approval before moving on to the next environment. You can also configure email notifications and other notifications to be sent out to yourself or a variety of people or a mailing list or a team so that you can notify the appropriate people that a build is ready to proceed. While we wait for the application to fire back up, we can see in the Azure portal around the app service, there's a number of different bits of data that we can see right in the Azure portal. Now that our deployment is complete, we have our page loaded up, and we can check to make sure that our contact page has been updated with our information. Now it says my contact page instead of your contact page, just like we pushed out. So I am satisfied with the result of my change, and I can provide approval to move on to our QA environment. All right. Now that our QA deployment has completed, we can take a look at the results. The one additional step that we had in QA that we did not have in our development environment is a web performance load test. And we're not going to go through all the output here, but just so you can see, a load test was performed, validated that our site loaded up and that there was performance within proper tolerance. As we had with our QA environment, we now have a pre-deployment approval required for our production environment. Since our load test passed and I'm pretty easygoing, I'm going to allow us to go to production. So I will approve. There is a spot in the approval for comments. You can make that required so that somebody has to kind of sign off on the release process itself. And we will go take a look at, clicked one too much there. Let's hop back. Go to our logs. There we go. And just as before, we're going to deploy that same artifact that we built out to the Azure App Service. And our release is completed, and we can go back to our Azure portal and take a look at our production environment and make sure that our production environment is now up to date with our latest of changes. We'll go to our App Service, So we can get the URL. And now our website has loaded, and we can validate that the changes that we made have made it out to our production environment. So we'll take a look at the contact page. And it's got my contact page, which is what we expected to see. Now that we've validated our change has made it all the way through, we can kind of look back and see what we've done. We've built the Java application, created a Docker container containing that application in the Tomcat engine, published that image to a Docker container registry in Azure, delivered that to our dev environment, validated our changes were good there, went to QA and did a quick load test, and then we delivered our changes into production. And with that, we have developed and deployed a Java application on Azure using VSTS. Now that we've seen how Visual Studio Team Services can build and deploy our Java application, we can head over to docs.microsoft.com for an article on configuring the Maven build task. Also on docs.microsoft.com, we can find an article on configuring the Azure App Service to use Docker containers. There's a number of other great sessions on new features and workflows in VSTS on Channel 9's Connect channel. And Microsoft Virtual Academy is there to help you continue your learning. Thanks!